A green blur flashed past Han's face, ending the rebuke with a wet crackle that sent Skarn sailing back with a caved-in face. The blur hung motionless long enough to identify it as a scaly green elbow, then shot forward again as Kezak grabbed Kaeg's wrist. Jacko cursed in Mandoa and reached for his blaster again, then went down in a crash of metal and snapping bone as the Nargon's huge tail smashed his knees. Han stared.
How do we stop this thing?
By then, Kezak was dragging Kaeg's hand toward the transfer document. Han checked the other Nargons and found them both in their corners, still watching the crowd rather than the trouble at the booth. Good. If they were worried about the other patrons getting involved, it would take them longer to react. That gave the Solos 10 or 12 seconds to even the odds. Maybe longer if the miners really did jump into the fight. Han pointed his blaster at Kezak's head.
Hey, Finhead, let...
A green streak came sweeping toward Han's arm. He pulled the trigger, and a single bolt ricocheted off Kezak's temple. Then a scaly wrist cracked into Han's elbow. His entire arm fell numb, and the blaster went flying. From the other side of the booth came the snap hiss of an igniting lightsaber. The acrid stench of burning scales filled the air. Kezak roared and whirled toward a spray of blue embers that made no sense. And then, an amputated forearm dropped onto the table, trailing smoke and sparks.
Sparks?
Too desperate to wonder, Han launched himself at Kezak, burying his shoulder in the Nargon's flank and pumping his legs, driving through like a smash ball player making a perfect tackle. Kezak barely teetered. But the huge alien did look toward Han, and that gave Leia the half-second she needed to jump onto the booth seat. Her lightsaber whined and crackled, and Kezak's remaining arm dropped next to the first. Two arms, maybe 3 seconds. Not fast enough. Han drove harder, trying to push the Nargon off balance, or at least distract him. Leia buried her lightsaber in Kezak's side. The Nargon roared and pivoted away, but not to retreat. Remembering how the lizard had smashed Jackal's knees, Han threw himself down on the huge tail, slowing it just enough to give Leia time to roll onto the table. The lightsaber fell silent for an instant, then sizzled back to life. Kezak let out an anguished bellow, then his tail whipped in the opposite direction. Han went tumbling and came to a rest against a flailing heap of armor. Jackal, writhing with two broken legs. Han spun and reached for the Mandalorian's blaster, then discovered that his numb hand lacked the strength to wrench the weapon from Jackal's grasp. Jackal pulled it free and started to swing the nozzle toward Han.
Are you crazy?
Han jerked his thumb toward Kezak.
He's the one who smashed Skarn's face.
Jackal paused, and Han used his good hand to snatch the blaster away. So far, the fight had lasted 6, maybe 7 seconds. The other Nargons would join in soon. A tremendous banging sounded from the booth. And suddenly, Leia was trapped against the wall as the armless Kezak tried to kick the table aside to get at her. Kaeg stood next to her, pouring blaster fire into the lizard's chest. But the bolts bounced away with little effect.
What are those things?
Han gasped. Jackal might have grown something like scaled death, but Han was already attacking Kezak from behind, firing with his offhand. The storm of ricochets was so thick, he did not realize he was caught in a crossfire until he stood and nearly lost his head to bolts screeching in from two different directions. Han dived and began to kick himself across the floor behind Kezak. The bolts had to be coming from the other Nargons, blasting on the run as they tried to push through the panicked crowd to help their companion. But who would do that? Fire into a brawl when their buddy was right in the middle of it. He continued to squeeze his own trigger, pushing himself toward Kezak's flank and firing toward the smoking hole Leia had opened up in the Nargon's ribs. Finally, he saw a bolt disappear into the dark circle. And that drew a reaction. Kezak spun as though hit by a blaster cannon. Pupils diamond-shaped and wide open. Gray smoke began to billow from his chest, followed by blue spurting blood, and on something that looked like beads of molten metal. The Nargon lurched toward Han, his legs starting to shudder and spasm as he prepared to stomp his attacker into a greasy smear. Leia came leaping over the tabletop, her lightsaber flashing and sizzling as she batted blaster bolts back toward the other Nargons. She pivoted in midair, bringing her bright blade around in a horizontal arc. Kizak's head came off and went bouncing across the Durasteel floor. Han saw the body falling and tried to roll away, but he was too slow. The huge corpse crashed down atop him, and the air left his lungs. In the next instant, weight vanished. He saw Leia crouching at his feet, one arm outstretched as she used the Force to send Kizak's body flying into a charging Nargon.
"You okay, Flyboy?"
she asked.